Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 462796 through 462866. No warrants. One transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, March 22nd.
Did you guys have any questions with them?
No, sir.
I don't.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 22nd, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Did you see the release schedule? Oh, you got to know. Okay.
Do you want to table it? Go ahead and announce it and we'll table it.
We're going to reschedule the presentation of delinquent tax books and collector's annual year-end settlement per section, chapter 139. This is going to be rescheduled to April 5th, 2021.
Per Mona's request?
Per Mona Cope's request.
Move to table presentation of delinquent tax books and collector's annual year-end settlement per RSMO Chapter 139 to April 5th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for impact notice, postcards, number 21-022, assessor.
I was hoping the assessor would be here.
I have a letter dated March 25th, 2021, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the agreement as to form.
Did you gentlemen look at the back of that agreement, the samples of the notices?
Say it again. If I looked at the agreement, what?
I
didn't hear you.
Okay. On the agreement, did you look at the very back page of the agreement? There's a sample of the value change notice. This is the impact notice that's required by statute for anybody, anytime the assessed value is changed. The customer has to be notified if it's raised.
Here's the assessor now.
Uh-huh. On the example.
Susan. You want to come on up?
Okay. Hi. On the examples given on the impact. Sorry. On the awarding of the agreement to diversified companies. On the examples given on the impact notice, it'll be mailed. It looks like it's going to be a postcard. And the examples given was like from Henry County and another county. The notices to our customers, will they state on it by statute the projected tax liability when you increase it? Because I noticed that this one, like it makes a note and it says a change in assessed value is not a change in taxes. The tax levy is applied to the assessed value.
This is, let's see. Yeah, you're right. That's Henry County. They will read pretty much the same. We've made a few changes. One of them is we have to show abatements on there, a total amount there if we have anything. But these would be pretty much what they're going to get. And it does say the change in assessed value at the bottom.
Does it not give, by the statute, the projected tax liability, so the customer would know the projected tax liability?
No. We just tell our change in value because we note to them that we are not changing their taxes. We're only increasing their valuation. It's the We don't know what the levy will be set at.
You use a project, that's why the statute calls it a projected tax liability. They base it upon what the levy is now, and that's the way the notice, you know, will say that, and so the customer knows this was done back in, I don't know, 08 or 09, when they did a Senate Bill 711, and the assessor then changed the projected tax notice to show, so the customer would know what the projected tax liability was going to be.
I can look into that, but again, that could get us into big problems if people think that the levy's going to be something and it isn't.
They're used to getting this notice that way. Okay. They're used to getting the notice. I'm sure you probably saw samples in your office.
I saw samples of what we put out, yeah.
Of the projected tax notice that's sent out?
Well, of the impact notice, yes.
Yeah. And didn't it on that notice give the projected tax liability?
I don't remember seeing that, but that doesn't mean it wasn't there.
Yeah.
I can check into that.
That's going to be important to the taxpayer. And also, unless they've changed the statute, it's going to be important that it's called the projected tax liability.
Okay.
Okay.
We cut it back to postcards, though, because of the cost.
I understand, and there's less money to send a postcard, but you still, we've got
all
to
right, we'll get it all on there. We'll get on everything because, like I said, many counties send out postcards and don't send out entire letters. And we've gotten kind of bloated, I think, in the way we do stuff. I'll put out the information we need. It will be on there. And I'll look at that and get back with you on that one.
Yeah.
But I can't see why I spend the people's money if we can cover everything with a postcard.
Well, I'm just saying it's not on there.
Okay, I'll get that.
And it's June 15th, the assessor has to send the impact notices with projected tax liability. Anyway, thank you.
Sheila, do you know what that statute is? Probably be easier for Susan to have that.
Okay.
I didn't know if you had it right there.
I just have the assessor timeline of down when, and it says, but just a minute, nine. I bet I can get it. Look in chapter 137, around 243, or somewhere in there. 137-180, try that statute.
137-180.
Uh-huh. Assessor mails impact notices with projected tax liability. Do you have that there, Brandon? I don't have
it. I was pulling it up.
Okay. Unless it's been changed, that's the way it was.
Right.
You said 137-180?
I think that would be it. I think it begins at 243, but I think 180 is where it talks about the assessor.
Yeah, that's the statute. You might look at that and kind of see.
Yeah, and I've already, when I was doing these research, some, and I've looked at what other counties are putting out and checking what statutes they're saying. So if it has to be on there, you know, somebody like St. Louis or somebody will put it on theirs. So I'll find it.
Yeah, when the assessor changed that after Senate Bill 711 came in, there was a lot of requirements that was going to have to be done. And the assessor came up with his format and put it, and they pulled what the levy was for the current year and what the new assessment that the assessor was raising it to, and that's how it got the projected tax liability. And it said it's a projected tax liability. And so each taxpayer, when they get that notice, they know.
But how does that work since, like for residential, they're supposed to roll the levy back because we had the index change. So I'm sending them a levy that shows them tax change when that's not what we're doing.
You're showing them a levy that's a projected tax liability if the levy was at this amount as it is present. And then the entities will set their levy September 1st, I think it is, of 21.
Hmm.
It's just giving them notice of what...
Okay. Yeah, I'll check, but like I said, it seems like misinformation when we know that this isn't supposed to change... it's not supposed to change their taxes this year because the index is supposed to have them roll the levy back.
The taxes are based upon the assessed value times the levy.
I'm aware of that.
I wasn't trying to be that away, but when you said it's not supposed to change it, if you raise the levy, if you raise the assessed value, then it's going to depend on what the entity set the levy at. So they go together to set that tax bill. So that one that says the assessed value doesn't determine the taxes, it's part of it. Assessed value times the clerk.
I understand how it works,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also saying to you that the law says that in an assessment year that they're supposed to roll the levy back. So if I send out the levy where it's at, and by law they're supposed to roll it back so that
you might just look at that.
I will definitely look at this. I'll
projected
make sure
tax liability.
That I'm correct. But I appreciate you bringing it.
Well, no, we want it. We want the customer to be able to,
oh, yeah.
If not, and if they don't know, that would give them a reason to file under protest for not receiving, correct notice.
Right. And, again, I've changed the wording on the back. I definitely made sure people know about changing the nightly rentals to 100% commercial. I don't want that to be a surprise to anybody. And...
thank you for listening to me.
No, I appreciate your knowledge.
No.
Truly.
You might read 137, 180, section 2. And Sheila, you may read it as well.
Okay.
Because, and we don't need to have this. You guys need it both of you, probably.
Okay.
Because it talks about charter counties. And so I, again, without reading the whole thing.
Talks about St. Louis County.
Talks about,
and then, yeah.
Talks about any county with a charter form of government adopting a charter form after January 1st. We're not a charter.
No.
So, again, we just need to read the whole thing. But, yeah,
yeah.
You guys both might read it and make sure we're on the same page.
Before I send my stuff out, I've been running it past a lawyer to make sure I'm not making a mistake. So hopefully that will
lawyers never make mistakes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys both might read it. That way you kind of were on the same page. So.
Right.
Now, that doesn't affect the bid.
No.
Move to approve the agreement for impact notice postcards by and between Taney County and... Diversified Companies, LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Urich Mobile Office Software Agreement Number 21021, Assessor. I have a letter dated March 26 from Attorney Mr. Elliott and approves the proposed agreement as to form.
I didn't get that back page.
I don't believe there's any change in the agreement, in the actual agreement we're signing. It's still like at the end of 3 years, then they will renegotiate and they can raise the rate. I don't see any change in it. I think the only thing changed was the...
we don't start paying maintenance until after. I didn't get a copy of that, so I don't know what you guys are looking at.
Essentially what we did is we wrote the contract to match or mimic the notice of intent. So that's all... And so we are, at this time, willing or set to approve it, to sign this agreement.
Right.
And then it's going to be an
and I thank you for catching that.
Yeah, no.
Change it right in midstream.
And it's going to be in Olrich's hands to actually honor his notice of intent.
Okay.